bootleg whiskey now. That's what we would call it. Of course, mm-hmm. that could also, that wouldn't have to be home. That's the kind you're thinking of.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I was too, mm-hmm. that you'd make in a still, moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Our bootleg liquor.
Mm-hmm.
But bootleggers is what I was thinking of now for the people that do this.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's probably pretty common in the hills, the hill-type
mm-hmm.
country, I think, more so than it would be around here.
Well, around here, we are in a dry county.
Oh, this is a dry
uh-huh.
county.
So anyone that would bring it,
it would be across the state line,
yeah. often many, it would happen to be a state line here, but because they can get it in Missouri, but they would be called a bootlegger.
Uh-huh. Oh.
But that was what I had reference to.
If something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, you might say, just...
That smells good. Smell that.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference? We were talking about syrup earlier that you put it on pancakes. I said
syrup.
Syrup, right.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be the difference, do you, between molasses and syrup?
Well, molasses comes from a different... cane,
mm-hmm.
but
in the
it's stronger and darker.
If something is not imitation, for example, you'd say it's not imitation, it's
the real thing.
Yeah, or, oh, I know, like a belt, if it'll have stamped on it something cowhide.
Imitation, or well, I mean,
or if it's not imitation, it'll have
imitation grain. Well, let's see. I'm not with you right now.
Okay.
Imitation.
If it is real, and instead, another way of saying real, I suppose. If it's not artificial, or if it's, you know, if it's not imitation, it's genuine.
Oh,
genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
genuine.
Yeah. If sugar or something like that is sold, not already packaged, but weighed out. Of course, I know that was before.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're trying to say.
But you know what I'm trying to say. You'd say that it's sold.
Bulk.
Right. The stuff that you make from fruit and you boil sugar and the juice from the fruit, and then you put it in glasses and pour pear.
Jelly?
Yeah. And what would you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about someone who didn't have very much money, you'd say that person was
poor.
And if a person had a lot of fruit trees, you'd say they had a
orchard.
And if there were to be a bowl of fruit on the table and it had apples in it and a little child wanted one, the child might say, well, give
me an apple.
And what do you call that part inside of a cherry that you don't eat?
Pit.
Mm-hmm. How about inside of a peach?
No, it's a cherry seed and a peach pit.
Oh, okay. But sometimes people also do say cherry pit. That's very,
I guess so. Uh-huh.
The type of peach that separates easily from the seed is called a...
cling fruit. And cling something, not... cling fruit? Though that doesn't make sense, does it? It's something about cling. The type of peaches that do not cling.
Do not cling. Mm-hmm. How about Freestone?
Yeah, that's a name, I suppose. Uh-huh. But there is one named something about clean.